Yes, 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 yes. Look at that, Fob. V Priceless says, hey, Clay, you still got us, bro. Hang in there. Sean G says, this song rules. Lewis says, what the hell happened to Hawkwind? The patchwork for me, says David. I'm climbing the walls, David. American Spirit Yellow just screaming at me. Screaming. Listen to Fob's wheels. The grinding of his wheels just irritating the crap out of me. Come over here, Fabio. I need to punch you. I need love. Are you coming back just for a few to talk? Just for a few? You going to bring Hardy's show to me? I didn't even get up there. I'm shaking. I got the nerve sensations in my fingers. Have you heard this, Albert? Rotation. Have you guys ever heard this? The flip side of Herb Alpert's Rise? Check it out just for a minute while I pull it together here. You could theoretically call. The number is 201-209-9368. Somebody called it the she emergency number. 201-209-9368. That's the on-air number. If you're over in Europe, if you're in Holland or Germany or France, let us know what's going on over there. What are you feeling? What's the vibe? What's the word on the street? Anger? Love? It's weird times we're living through, isn't it? Thank God we got this rotation. In heavy rotation on the Dusty Show, Clay Pigeon with you. Not smoking. You guys remember when MTV had music? I've played this a few times. You never like it. I keep foisting it on you, figuring it's going to break through sooner or later. Mike Peters. What does that mean to you? When I say Mike Peters, what do you feel? What do you feel when I say Mike Peters? It's alarming. You know what I'm talking about, baby. It's the alarm. We're making a stand right now. This is the alarm, made popular by music television. The stand.
Oh, I have philosophy, and with a black book in my hand, and look between the lines that lie on the pages that I turned. I met the walking Jew religious in his worn-out cowboy boots. He walked like no man on earth. I met Dr. Strangelove's cousin before the march of time. Hey, trash can, where you going, boy? Your eyes are feet apart. Is that the end you're carrying? Shall I play the funeral march? Play the funeral march. Come on down and meet your maker. Come on down and make the stand. Come on down, come on down, come on down.
So the seven files open the play, play medicine ball. Men in the grave in silence, heads bowed down in grace. A simple word across it had no epitaph in grace.
Peters. Poor Clay is freaking, said V. Priceless. This is alarming, said Mutant. You guys are saying too much. I can't keep up with you on that playlist. I can't keep up. I'm just scrolling to beat the band. Look, right now I'm back scrolling. Can I just relax for a damned minute? Just give me a minute. Reading all your, the Shantik's crazy dreams are calling you, Clay. Joe Camel wrote me. Should be able to get it cheaper now that you have Obamacare. You can load up on some Shantik's. I did have a crazy dream last night about, what's her name? Lena Dunham or something? Yeah, she was mad at me. That's all. Hey, somebody called at the appropriate time. What if it was her? Just a second. Is anybody by any chance there? Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Who is this?
Great. That's... Yeah, that's good, because I am calling from Europe. Not from France, but from Germany. This is David in Germany.
David, sehr gut, wie geht's? Guten
Abend.
Okay. Guten Abend.
Yeah, we've spoken before. I've called up a couple of times.
Ein bisschen Deutsch.
Basically invited us to chime in, I thought I would.
Scorpions, Klaus Mein. I'm just...
Sorry?
Anything... the Scorpions, Klaus Mein. The lead singer of the Scorpions.
Yeah, that's right, the Scorpions were a big thing here.
So, you had some protests there the other day in Germany, and there's a... rather than me make conjecture, tell us what's going on in Deutschland.
Yeah, well, I could tell you. Actually, I'm not sure if you're talking about the same thing, but there is a bit of a... There have been protests here, especially in eastern Germany. We had a problem in Dresden. Is that what you're talking about? Sort of nationalist...
I tell you, I just read a little... We get our news in little blurbs over here on the Huffington Post or on Fox News. One of those two places, in a paragraph, we find out about each country. Germany, it said there was protests. People are upset about the Muslim influx there in Holland and Germany and France.
Yeah.
It's just all over the world. People are bugging each other. What's the vibe over there, especially after what happened yesterday?
Well, I can tell you, that's actually exactly what I wanted to talk about, because there have been these protests starting in Dresden, and they have been sort of Islamophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this just adds fuel to the fire. This terrible, the tragedy now in Paris, and these maniacs, of course, tarnish the image of all the millions of other Muslims who would never do anything like that, of course. And then you have people who are already sort of anti-Muslim and are going out saying all sorts of crazy things about how they think Muslims are taking over the country, whereas no. The places they live in, there aren't even not even 1% of the population.
Nobody
in the east of Germany is Muslim, but still they had people being interviewed on the streets saying that they're afraid that they can't. Soon they'll have to be, if they want to celebrate Christmas, they'll have to go to a mosque or crazy stuff like that.
Now nobody wants to say the N-word, but we hear about a little resurgence of Nazism over there. Is that real or is that just sensationalized?
I would say in this particular case that I hope and I think that it's a bit sensationalistic because a lot of these people, if you ask them about other things, or if you ask them, for example, about Jewish people, they might not have the same negative reaction, although some of them might, I'm afraid to say, but a lot of them are really just focused on Muslims and this, you know, the latest thing, you know.
Now, in Germany...
You know, it really makes me, you know, sick for all sorts of reasons. And they've scheduled, a demonstration here in Leipzig, in fact, coming up on Monday. So there's going to be a big... They're all going to be coming to Leipzig, and they're going to be marching around, and there's going to be a big counter-demonstration, however.
Okay,
and I'm hoping
okay.
that will perhaps overshadow them a bit.
Yeah, I've heard about those counter-demonstrations where good people are coming out to say, hey, you know what, we don't hold your extremist views or hatred. We're trying to all get along together and find some sanity in the middle ground here and move forward. I know that you have some of the same economic problems over there in Germany that we have in the United States, don't you, and in the EU. It's not exactly the greatest economic conditions, although I think Germany might be in slightly better shape than some of the other countries over there. Am I right?
Yeah, things are actually not as bad as they were, although the latest report is that there's deflation mm-hmm. in the European Union, or at least in the Eurozone.
Yes.
I'm not an economist, though, so I can't really tell you what I think about that, but it doesn't sound good. But
I read about that today, 0.2% deflation in December of 2014. It's not a good sign moving forward, that deflation. All this is very hard to understand. I don't understand it. We read these facts and figures. Let me ask you this. Where is this all headed? Where is it headed? Does it get worse, or do we grow? Do we figure it out?
Well, I think there are a lot of good signs. For example, that the majority of people here are... very much, for coexistence and living together and not, I don't think there's a majority of that sort of thinking here at all, although it's unsettling to see that there are groups out there like that. But concerning the attacks in Paris, I hate to say it, but that type of thing is just bound to happen every now and then. There are crazy people out there who are going to do things like that, and it would help if we had, better diplomacy in the world and that sort of thing.
But still,
even if that were the case, there would still be angry young
men
doing crazy things.
Do you like Merkel? Do you like Merkel, or do you long for the days of Willy Brandt and Helmut Kohl?
Well, when I moved to Germany, Helmut Kohl was in power. The thing about Germany is that the governments all tend to be kind of the same. I mean, it doesn't matter which party's at the top of the government. And right now we have a coalition government here. So the two, what they call a grand coalition, meaning that the two main parties are working together in power. So there's really no, Merkel is just basically a figurehead for the center. And there's no real, nothing, I wouldn't say, I have nothing really that strong to say about her one way or the other.
Do you like the United States?
Well, I'm still a citizen of the United States, and I have family there.
We've hashed all this
over.
I
follow the events. Yeah.
Did we talk about whether David Hasselhoff retains his popularity in Germany?
If you might have mentioned it before. I don't think he's that big a name anymore, although a lot of people still... I don't have a TV, and I don't really watch German TV, so he's on all the time. I don't know.
What about Hawkwind? If I were to play some Hawkwind right now, would that be okay with you?
That would be fine. Thanks, Clay.
I'm scattered. I quit smoking. Do you smoke?
No, I don't. No.
Did you ever smoke?
I was in a very smoky room the other day, and it was a shock to the system, so
yeah.
I stay away from it.
You're healthy?
I hope so.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say to Fabio? He's here.
Is he still there?
Are you aware of Fabio and his program?
Sure. I listen to him all the time.
Fabio?
I usually catch the tail end of it when things quiet down here late in the evening and then listen to you.
He's putting on his cans
so, yeah.
right now. If you'd like to speak to him personally, he's putting on his leathers. And can you hear them crinkle? Bob, your leathers are crinkling. Oh, you just beaned the mic with that razor-edged fedora.
Yes, well.
You got a Leipzig collar on.
Leipzig.
Leipzig.
Hello.
Leipzig.
Hello from Germany.
Yeah, hi, Fabio.
Hello.
I'm calling. Yes, I'm. It's. Yeah, I'm calling again from Leipzig, and just wanted to add a bit of, yeah, weak wisdom to the discussion about what's going on here.
Well, it can't be any weaker than Clay Pigeon's own wisdom.
I have so botched this interview, Fab. In my present state, I'm talking about Hasselhoff and all kinds of stupid stuff when there's serious stuff going on over
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's why I need you for your maturity. Because I'm just starting to get
you
there in life.
You assume a great deal about me. That's just not true.
What do you want to say to him, Fab? Talk to him about something German.
Something German.
Yeah, well, you know, Neubroster Oyster House or whatever that band is that you like. What is that? Neubroten.
Next week, Alex is going to be here. You can tell him yourself.
I love
actually,
you both.
No, in 2 weeks.
Will you call me again and give me that all-important third chance?
Yeah, sure.
Would you give him... Yeah,
well, I think this is the third time, but still, I'll give you a fourth chance. How's that?
Okay, man. Will you say a message of love to everybody here in America?
Yeah, but first I'd like to say, no, I love the show, Clay, and yeah, I'd love to call back, and it's just, I like your mixture of gravity and levity. It really is, you just hit the right balance there. So
wow, gravity and
don't
levity.
Put yourself down.
I don't even know how to I don't know how to handle you, man.
Look at that.
I need that fourth call. Promise?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm cutting you off. There he goes. Wiedersehen, Deutschland.
Pigeon, I've got to go.
Du bist wunderbar, Fabio. Du bist wunderbar. Mit your leathers.
You know what?
Crinkle your leathers.
No, look.
Come on, Hawkwind's on. Crinkle your leathers. Fabio's leathers. Oh, man. They smell like Motley Crue. Do you keep them in an anvil case? Just sweat on them and then throw them in there?
No, I don't do that.
You need to,
I don't
man.
Sweat on them.
You know this song?
I don't have my idea.
Hawkwind, man.
What?
Hawkwind.
Uh-huh.
Psychedelic warlords. That's Lemmy.
Yeah. Was he in the band at this point?
Yes. It was a two-piece.
It was a two-piece.
It was him and Jack White's uncle.
Good luck.
I love you.
You're
know
okay.
I'm out of my
You're
trees.
You're okay.
Oh my! I'm so shanticked up, I can't see straight. It's like 27 pieces of Nicorette. I haven't done any of that. I'm
till next week.
Cold turkey, baby. This is Hawkwind. I love you all. This can't go on forever. Chaz says, I don't feel that he answered the Hasselhoff question. What is he hiding? G. Lampa wants to hear some Motley Crue. Too Fast for Love. Clay Pigeon just wants to talk and talk some more. I'm almost out of time. Nobody's calling. Where are you? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Only if you're miserable.
Sick of politicians, harassment and laws. All we do is catch good up by other people's flaws. We're turned upside down now.
Did you ever see that movie Cold Turkey? Dick Van Dyke, 1971, United Artists. Soundtrack by Randy Newman, Bob Newhart, Tom Poston, Gene Stapleton. Yeah, my dad was in that just for a brief second. The whole town quit smoking for 30 days to earn $25 million from Big Tobacco. I was thinking, what would it be like right now if I just bursted in with some Striper? Soldiers under command from the Lord or their Lord, somebody's Lord, they think they're doing the right thing. They have been told. It's weird, isn't it? Crazy. This is Michael Sweet and his brother, Timmy. The Striper Boys throwing out Bibles. Soldiers under command. David's got it right. He says 777 to hell with the devil, Striper. It's Scott C. loves cold turkey. People like that dog kicking scene. It's kind of sick. Striper blows, says Ike. Common loves cold turkey. Jake Gould says Striper sounds like religious extremists. What was this guitarist name? Oz Fox. Listen to him burn. This is Ozzy with Randy Rhoads. Clay Pigeon, anybody there on the line?
Striper!
Hey, man, what's up? You like the Ozzy?
Striper, no. I mean, I heard those guys were bad boys. That was just an act.
What? Now, who is this?
This is Mark. I'm driving home. Mark from Bloomfield. I'm driving home.
Mark, you're interrupting Ozzy. This better be important. What did you call for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't interrupt Hawkwind, though.
You like the Hawkwind?
That would have been worse.
Say something important to these listeners. Here's your little moment in time. That's a crystalline moment in time, baby. Mark, make it count. Oh. Make it count big time.
Okay, you ready? Okay, what would I say?
Dig deep, man. Don't fool around.
Long time FMU listener, first time caller. I'm digging deep. You ready?
I'm ready, Mark.
Play?
Come on, Mark. Come
on,
come through,
okay?
Man.
Peace and love.
That's it. Can you honk your horn or something? Are you driving?
Oh, yeah. I'm almost home. Hold on. I'm going to disturb the neighborhood. Holly, let's see if you can hear. Let me come to a stop. I'll stop.
And really lay on it and then scream peace and love out the window. Do it, man.
Wait. I'm going to open the window. Wait.
Don't let me down. Come on, man.
Okay. I did that in front of a firehouse, so they'll probably come out and be mad.
No, it's not illegal.
I'm ready to testify, brother.
Do it. Honk that horn.
Did that push the compressors?
Honk the horn and do it again.
Wait. I'm in my neighborhood. People are going to come out.
I don't care. Ozzy's singing. Come on, man.
This is for Clay. This is for the world. This is for WSU. Hold on. Wait, let me get this phone. I can do this. Okay. So I'm going to disturb some other people now for WFMU. Ready?
Go, baby. Oh, man. Randy Rhoads. I'm pegging the meters. I don't care. He's so good at that little stuff. Don't you wish you could play like him? You'd be cooler. I'm almost out of time. I hate this. I hate it. There needs to be more gong in the world. Is anybody there on the dusty line?
Make the madness stop.
What's the future of mankind? How do I know
I got left behind?
Now, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I love you all.
Everyone goes through changes.
It is not Rudy Sarzo on bass. It was Bob Daisley. And then Ozzy recorded over all his bass lines later on. They had some kind of a legal thing. But on drums was, what's his name? Lee Kerslake, who you'll remember from Uriah Heep. Now, somebody threatened to be on the phone. Is anyone there?
Yes, I'm here, David.
David, what's up, man? Can I hear you scream?
Scream! I do the screaming this way.
We bleed, we march, all paid in man, and groping, groping
asses. Wow, man, was that like Pete Townsend? What was that?
That was "Make the Madness Stop" by Free Design.
By Free Design.
Free Design.
Make the madness stop. Have you had enough of it, David?
Huh?
Have you had enough of the madness?
Yeah, I've had enough of madness, man. Make the madness stop.
What's the answer? What do we do? How do we make it stop?
The answer, well, bombs in Boston, combines everywhere. I don't watch the news. I haven't watched TV in a long time. I just bought a DVD called Close Encounters of the Third Kind with three movies in it.
Close Encounters.
Because in 4.0, Matthew Farrell tells, the detective, the news, man. The news, that's meant to make you get hopped up on fear, man. Fear, we got to get rid of the fear. Once you get rid of fear, then we deal with freedom. Freedom,
but fear,
a worship word.
Fear sells, right? Fear sells, man.
Yeah, free yourself, and then free others if you can, man.
Free your mind and the rest will follow.
Yay, exactly.
Do you love life? David?
Come again.
Do you love life?
Yes, I'm in love with life. I'm a person, people person. I love life. I'm doubtful, but like anybody else, human, I'm subject to human faults, human frailties. I'm only human. But if I can put a smile on your face. My psychiatrist told me, David, why don't you tell me 20 years ago, if you put a smile on a person's face, it makes it easier for me to dispense medication.
What would you tell Hillary Clinton if she was right in front of you?
Hillary, run. Run for all. In fact, this time run on the solution.
How fast do you think?
Not just
how fast
for America's economy, my
dear. Oh, my God.
But period.
How fast
solution.
Oh, Jesus. How fast do you think Hillary could run miles per hour?
Oh, no.
Could she beat Al Gore in a foot race?
Yeah.
I want to see it. I'd pay. What about Elizabeth Warren? Do you know about her?
No, I don't.
You got to read up on her. She's pretty cool. Who's your favorite?
God only knows.
Yeah, Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. Do you know how to sing that?
No. I've been wanting to hear, believe it or not,
Carly
Caroline
Simon?
No.
Oh, Caroline No. Where did your long hair go?
Yeah.
Where is the girl I used to know?
Where is the girl I used to know? Exactly. Oh, man.
Will
that
I?
Means that's
yeah.
A cheerful memory.
What a beautiful song. And he used an upside-down 5-gallon pickle bucket to get that echoey percussion sound.
Percussion?
Yeah. What do you want to say to our listeners? I'm running out of time.
Peace and love, man. Peace and love. Ringo took Sir George Martin of the field off the stage because he's going to go to a long rap about the Beatles and George and George Domingo just said, okay, peace and love, that's it. And then he was stopping a little bit in his tracks, and he said, right you are.
What do you say?
He left the stage with Ringo.
What do you say to a sad person in our audience? Somebody sad out there. What do you say to them?
Sad. My God, I've cried me a river. It's time for me to have good times. I wouldn't know what to say at this point. It's been 35 years since I had a woman myself, but I might be alone, but I'm not lonely. My mind is constantly. I'm building up orchestrations in my head while I'm talking to you right now.
It's been 35 years since you've had a woman.
35 plus years.
What would she look like, your dream woman?
A bombshell.
You're not messing around. You want a bombshell. What about hair color?
Bodacious. Blonde, blue-eyed, big boobs, big nips.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry I said that.
Yeah, is that important to you?
Yes, it is.
I
know beauty goes to skin deep, some people might say, but no, she got to come full package.
Full package.
She has to be fair, most fair in every way.
But you like all women, right?
Oh, yeah. Women are beautiful.
I agree, man.
The man as well, but we wouldn't be nothing without a woman in.
Nah, we wouldn't be. We'd be nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Really?
I like you, man.
I love you, Dusty, but I think we should give a woman, I don't know, Elizabeth, but I think we should give a woman a chance to run for this year, United States of America, and countdown's coming down.
And you like Hillary. You want her to run.
Yeah, I want her to run the first time. I'm not holding back no punches.
Okay, man. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, thank you, Dusty, for letting me on for just a few minutes. So.
No problem. Oh, well. You're a cool caller, man. I hope you find your dream.
Keep your faith and love one another, hug one another, keep on going.
Give me a
hug.
Okay,
I see you, Dusty, on the other side. Can you
give them a little radio hug? Can we hear you grunt as you hug the audience?
Drum?
Grunt as you hug them in your mind.
Oh, grunt.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a hard hug. Do it again. Really get it out. This is primal scream therapy. Let the pain out in one gust of noise, brother.
Wow! Ooh!
Yeah, that's David, I think. Wasn't that David? There's another call here. And I feel like talking myself. But I probably enough of that, right? I'm so sad we're almost out of time. 16 minutes. This sucks. I'm always out of time. Pissed off. Can't take it anymore. I'm just reading Jake Gould's comments. Let's see who... Well, should we take another one? Or do we play Carly Simon? Next AccuPlaylist comment decides. Carly Simon or caller? I'm going to wait for the comment to decide while we listen to Herb Alpert's Rotation in Heavy Rotation on the Dusty Show. 15 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. This is Solid Gold. Who's there on the Dusty line?
Scott.
Scott, what are you thinking?
Well, I wanted to call about the Paris thing. I don't want to end on a bummer, but I wanted people to study up on a couple things.
You got some wild fringe books you want people to read, or some weird videos? What do you got?
Well, what they need to do is they need to focus on a word and a phrase. The word is gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O.
G-L-A-D-I-O.
D-I-O.
Okay.
And the phrase is strategy of tension.
Strategy of tension.
You have to recognize any of these events are never what they seem on the face.
Now, I've heard a lot of things as the word posited. Is that how you say it? That these are intentional attacks designed to create friction between the Muslim world and the Western world. Is that possible? Are they doing it on purpose?
You have to analyze each event in its own context.
Yes.
But what I want people to understand is there's larger forces at play, and that none of these events are ever what they seem.
Is it some kind of...
You have first day reporting, and by the time that these things are put into the history books, it's completely different from first day reporting.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So what you need to do is you need to get a larger perspective of what's happening. And one of the ways of doing it is studying Gladio, which was
a NATO-run operation. See, I thought that was the guy in the Four Seasons, Gladio, but that's Gaudio. Now, Gladio, the man from Gladio, tell us about him real quick.
All right, Gladio was a program of terrorist attacks in Western Europe in the 60s and 70s, culminating in the kidnapping of the president prime minister of Italy, Aldo Moro, and he was murdered. And it was thought that it was done by the left wing, the Red Brigade, but it was actually the right wing who had infiltrated the Red Brigade.
Dude, man, you are going.
You have to understand that these people will go to any length.
Let me ask you this.
You have to study those two things. You have to study Gladio, and you have to study the term strategy of tension.
9/11, inside job.
I don't even want to go there. I don't want to say anything about this event. What you need to do is you need to get perspective. You need to step aside, get above it.
Do I need to get quiet? Get quiet for a minute? I quit smoking. I'm losing my marbles, man. Gladio.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Yeah. What do you want to say? In summation. Come at him. Come out blazing.
In summation is, don't accept any event on its face value. Do not believe it on what they're telling you about what is happening. You have to... You know, the behavior of these guys during the operation is very military. Okay, so where do these guys get that military training? And how is it that they can operate? You know, it's just like a lot of times at these G20 events where they'll have a black bloc come in and black bloc will start breaking windows and there's no cops around. Well, why aren't the cops around? Because black bloc are the cops.
So it's an agent provocateur.
Agent provocateur.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Look at this security and prosperity thing in Canada. Look up security and prosperity protest and black bloc. And what you'll find is that these black bloc guys came in and they started trying to cause a riot. And these union guys said, hey, wait a second, we're not going to do that. And they took a look at these black bloc guys, and they all had military boots on. They all had the same boots on. They were police.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. Where is it headed? Where are we headed? Bottom line, New World Order, police state?
We're already in deep trouble.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. So what you need to do is study up on this stuff. Get a perspective. Get an understanding.
But then what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Just put our head between our knees.
Hillary Clinton sure isn't the answer. That's for damn sure.
How fast do you think she could run?
She's part of it.
MPH, how fast do you think she can go at this point?
How fast?
Yeah, could she?
I think she could do she's probably in pretty good shape.
4 miles an hour?
She doesn't have skin cancer like John McCain. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to go. You get,
all right,
you
bye.
Get five yeah. more words. Five more words.
Study history and learn what happened.
He snuck it in. Wait, why am I turning rotation down and not dude man? Okay, there's another one. I'm almost out of time. This is so wrong. Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show discussing the day's events. What's happening, baby?
Hey, Clay, Blondie from Nutley, New Jersey. Bring a little sanity to your wisely white on your show. Bring you back to a little reality.
Thanks, man. Help me. Help me, man. Get me on the beam here. I'm just fried. Hold on. Take over. I'm going to leave the studio for a while.
No, we can't have it. You and Fob are a good team, and you got a good show from time to time, most of the time.
But sometimes it's not very good.
Yeah, sometimes when you have the interviews, I forget that when you take the interviews, I try to call and make comments on that, and then you don't have to call names, but that's all right.
Yeah.
It's your show. You do a great job, and just be happy and proud.
Where are you headed? Where are you headed so when you get off this phone, you can go, I told them. Where are you going? Get there quicker.
Just headed back home, calling at night, relaxing.
You're just relaxing? No big point?
No big point.
What do we do about these shooters over there in France, about these cartoon killers? What do we do about these people?
Oof, I don't know if there's any one answer or one good answer. What I know of is, while I've been a world traveler and studied many cultures and religions, and there's fanatics in all religions, be it Jew or Gentile or Islam and Muslim.
Is there a lot of people like you out there, the silent majority, that are sane and cool and reasonable and have love in their hearts and are smart and want to move forward and make progress? Are there a lot of you guys? Because I need people like you, men and women, who are ready to be soldiers for sanity.
Well, we're all out there. It's just that unfortunate that in the news, what makes the news is mostly the bad things. So,
are we dumbed down? Are we just dumber than posts by design? Is there any way around that? They just want to make us drool.
Well, that's I guess what news does. It's changed a lot from what news used to be. It's just something that we've got to deal with. And those that are sane, we have to understand what reality is. And we have to stay focused that the news only gives us a small part of a story. There's a lot more there. That's why probably print is better to know things. And books are better to know things to a degree than the quick blurb we have in the newscast.
Was there a time in your life when Herb Alpert had more meaning than he does tonight?
Well, Herb Alpert goes way back to Tijuana Brass and A&M Records, starting that. Music, I found out when I've traveled the world, probably the one thing that brings people together, even if you don't speak the language or understand it, is music and food. And it's amazing what you can communicate and get done, and amazing what harmony and peace can come out there between two simple things as that.
Have you heard of this Gladio strategy attention?
No, I don't think I'll investigate it after the last caller.
Yeah, but people are eating it up here on the AccuPlay. They love this stuff. They're off to the races with it.
Well, that's why it's important. There's a saying that we don't know 1/1,000,000th of 1% of anything. So that's why it's good to have the mind and investigate everything we hear out there. And just keep learning every day. We should learn, grow, and teach.
Do you smoke?
Nope. I only smoke a pipe with natural tobacco. The thing that relaxes me the most.
Well, you grunt and hug everybody. Grunt and hug.
We'll get into it.
Don't hold back. That was a little tentative. As I slowly turn you down, do a good 10-second man grunt. Come on, man. Scare him.
My best to everybody. And you too, Dusty. Keep up the good work.
I love you, man.
Thanks for the call-in.
Thanks for putting up with me. Love you, man. What a good guy. That guy's smarter than a $2 bill. I had one for you here. I probably won't let this roll too long, but I wanted to get some of it in there. I love this. Wait, this isn't the one. Damn it. Hold on. Yeah, it's the wrong one. I wanted to play the Carly where it's like, my father sits at night with no lights on. His cigarette glows in the dark. And then it was, loving you's the right thing to do. Nothing you can do can turn me away from you, 'cause I love you then and I love you now. Even though you're 10,000 miles away, I'm in love with you, James Taylor. I have Sabotage, Roadmaster, Warren Zevon, Sig Sig Sputnik, Ramones, Banshee from Columbia, Billy Cobham, Genesis, early Genesis, just post, what's his name, with Phil Collins singing, Trick of the Tail. I didn't have a lot. I could put Ozzy on again. I got Chicago. I got Buck Owens, Boz Scaggs, McCartney. Nothing's tripping my trigger. You can call 201-209-9368. Almost out of time. It was fun today. I had fun being with you. I've been a little unhinged. Haven't had a cig since Sunday night at midnight. But boy, what a week. Just sleeping a lot, and I'm salivating like crazy. Just like I want to eat them or something. What the hell? And then all this world stuff's going on. Thank God for my wife, Kirsten. She's like my rock, my anchor. Beautiful, smart, understanding, nice to me, cooks for me, feeds me, loves me. I love you, baby. You're the best thing that ever happened to me, ever. I had fun with my relatives over Christmas. And then you get back and all this same old junk. What'll it be tomorrow? It's always something, right? I think Phil Collins knows my pain better than anybody. He's over there in Switzerland, hiding. Doesn't want to take it anymore. Your abuse. Talented guy. And everybody's just like, Phil Collins sucks. Hold on. Let me turn that down. Stay with me now. I'm going to turn this way up so you can hear me. I'm way across the room. What song am I looking for? No? Yeah, this is a good one. Hold on. Now pot it up. And then I'll turn this back down reasonable. We still have 3 minutes. I got to queue up Hardy. You guys, thanks for listening. Dusty Show, Clay Pigeon with you. We'll see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. for more of same. Stay tuned for the TNP. Particularly my friend Hardy Waite with a heapin' helpin' a miracle nutrition coming up next. I like this Genesis right after what's his name left and Phil stepped in. They auditioned 187 singers. Finally they said, Phil, you sound pretty good. You sing. I like this. Dance on a volcano, damn it. Don't smoke. Always remember. I don't want to stop talking. I still got 2 minutes. Somebody call me.
Holy Mother of God, you got to go faster than that to get to the top. Dirty old mountain, all covered in sparks. She can turn you to stone, so you better start doing it right.
Who's there in the Dusty Action Line? Who's there?
This is Frances in Portland.
Okay, and what do you want to say? Yeah, we got just seconds. What's your message of peace and love? All we have time for.
My message of peace and love is hug somebody near you or give a compliment to a stranger.
Can you do a female hug grunt as I slowly turn you down?
All right.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Ho, 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 eh, ho, 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 eh, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. Young Charlotte lived by the mountainside in a wild and desolate spot. No dwelling there for 3 miles round except her father's cot. And still on many a wintry night, young swains would gather there for her father kept a social board, and she was young and fair.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Wise. I'm Hardy Wise. Join me now, won't you, as we seize the day together. And then people ask us, what are your demands for letting go of the day? And we say, we didn't really think about it. We didn't get that far. We just seized it without any thought. And so we let go and we run away giggling and get some coffee. That's who I want to be for you, my friend. If I can do that, if you let me into your life, I will let you in to the historic house of my soul. Oh, hello, friends, and welcome. Oh, if you have wandered up to this place because you saw a sign that said Historic District, Historic House for Tour. It doesn't say that. We have to work on the sign. It doesn't need a four in there. You know how when you're painting signs, you just zone out like that and you say, what did I do? Look at all those extra prepositions to between I put in. So listen, I would like to be not only a friend for you, a radio friend, which is almost enough, because just being a friend made of nothing but radiation can be taxing. But I'd like to take it to the next level and be a historic home for you. What are you? You talk about historic homes a lot, don't you, Hardy? You like touring historic places. You like learning about history. I like historic homes. Our country has a very long history of historic homes. We might have invented them. I don't know. But historic homes in this country date back to about, 18th, 19th century. And a lot of them now have been fixed up. In the 20s and 30s, most historic homes were converted to brothels for some reason. But then there was a sudden interest in history in the 50s. I think it was a Edward Bernays PR conspiracy by history book manufacturers. But that's neither here nor there. What happened is, say, hey, we got this old place, and it used to be lived in by a very prominent community member. They say, who lived there? They say, doctor, judge, someone. So let's fix it up. And I bet they had a wonderful, exciting life. Often they do not. Just as your neighbor, who's a circuit court judge, doesn't really have a very exciting life. But wouldn't you love to go in there and look around, decide for yourself? To me, your home is a historic home in the making. That's why I like to misrepresent myself and go to open houses, real estate open houses on the weekend. And I mistakenly ask for the docent instead of the real estate agent. I said, what is all that? And I'm interested in it. And they say, well, those are their possessions. Those aren't for sale. I said, but that's what I'm most interested in. Not taking them. I have my own junk. But I like looking at yours and thinking, what were you thinking? Who could you possibly be? Who would have that color bedspread? That's what I think. And then I know I want everyone to be different. Not everybody's going to say, I want a vintage 70s NFL bedspread. If you were 12 in the 70s, and now, how old would you be now? Too old for that. Bless your heart. But so maybe you're doing a Will Ferrell movie where you're a grown adolescent like that and need a set decoration. I don't know what kind of job you have, friends, at my historic house, which is me. You just come on, walk inside. That living room is my abdominal cavity. The chambers of my heart, a bathroom. That's kind of like what it is. Aren't we all a mansion of many, consisting of many, many rooms? I did this this weekend. I like to go out and explore Kentucky. Now, you say Kentucky's been explored. Didn't Daniel Boone do that? Thoroughly. But they've done some building since he was around. So things have changed a little. So his little guidebook is not effective anymore. I've used his tour book. You go, okay, let's look it up. Danville. He'll go, nothing. Nothing there. Right? You know? Frankfurt, nothing. Nothing there. Don't go there. That's because in his day is mostly wilderness. And he was, who was Daniel Boone? He was a cross between a real estate agent and a docent. I think that's why I'm attracted to him. Did he wear a coonskin cap? No, you're thinking of Betty Crocker, or one of those. But I tell you what, I love history, because what I'm doing now is history. It just hasn't aged. That's the same thing with bread. Do you make bread, friends? If you do, you know what is yeast? Yeast is a bacteria. Now, I'm going to be talking about bacteria because I went specifically to the home in Danville, Kentucky, of a certain Dr. Ephraim McDowell. Now, why is he important? Ephraim. I love saying that name. It's so fun. Because I love anybody who's the second letter of their name is not the sound that it makes. It's a P, but F. How about that? Because there's an eight. You don't know what's coming next. If you were just to see the P, you wouldn't know that there's an H afterwards. You have to wait sometimes for the story to play out before you know that a P is pronounced F. Write that down. All of this can go on T-shirts, y'all. I don't mind. Take anything I say. Bless your heart. If you need something, to some positive reinforce yourself, let me be that for you. Let me be that stuff that you buy that you can shoot into cracks and it gets hard. That foam that turns into concrete. Let me be that. Take Hardy White and squeeze me into some kind of empty space in your life. And I will become like cement and you'll never get me out. I'm made of oatmeal. Her father loved to see her dressed as fine as a city belle. For she was the only child he had, and he loved his daughter well. It is New Year's Eve, the sun is down, while beam her longing eyes out at the frosty window for to see the sleighs go by. Whenever I see an old house, I walk into it, and I say, "Y'all have tours?" And they say, "No, this is a law office." I say, "What a waste, what a waste. I would have loved to know what it was like for the family who lived in it." And they, "Well, this is a brand new structure, sir. So there was no family." I said, "There's been a family everywhere." This is not true. I just say this because I get mad when people point out that I'm wrong about something. I bristle. It is really tough to be corrected. And I think a lot of our anger sometimes comes from embarrassment, does it? Nobody likes to be corrected. Nobody likes to feel embarrassed. And so one of the first things we do is get angry. So you've embarrassed me, anger, and you crush and kill the person. Stop doing this. I'll explain why at the end of the show. Just stop now, and then I'll tell you what. Trust me that I'll give you a good reason for not doing that. But I liked it. Like I was, now let me get back on track. A lot of people say, "Hardy, you'll start talking about something. Like last week is split pea soup, and you never got to the point. It's almost like you don't have a point." I don't have a point, sir. Why do I not have a point? Because I'll tell you, because if you have a point, you're going to stick yourself with it. You're going to get stuck with it. Nobody wants to get stuck with a point. Be flexible. This is a practice sword that I'm wielding. And so there's a little plastic ball on the end of everything I say, and so that it won't hurt you. But I can still, just like we were doing professional epe, score points. And last week, the only thing I was going to say is split pea soup's an old man soup. That's all. It's not what I got to. Eventually, the point I got to was, I think, much more interesting than that. So sometimes you can just say, you know, if you're passing something, let's say you're taking a car trip and you're going to the Lincoln Birthplace Memorial. And on the passing side, you go, "There's a tire store called John Wilkes Booth Tires," or something. You don't necessarily stop there and find out why. You just observe and go on. And that's the way I sometimes do it. So here's just a little something